Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited about our next guest because he is a new friend, but he represents an organization and many organizations that I have known and I know very well and that you've heard me talk about all the time on the show for over 14 years, and that's Independent Community Banks. He's the president and the CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America organization, which is the trade group that represents independent community banks, thousands of independent community banks across the country. And Camden Fine is that man, and he's our new friend. Camden Fine, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, for having me. I've been a longtime admirer of yours and your efforts to enlighten the general public about not only independent community banks, but small businesses in general, because they're the lifeblood of this nation's economy.
No question about it, and I appreciate you saying that, Cam, and I'm glad you're here. I want to thank you for your hard work on behalf of independent community banks, and therefore, not even one degree of separation to helping small business owners. But by the way, folks, Cam is he's earned his bones in the trenches. He's been an independent community banker for many decades as in more than one banking situation. Now he's leading their national trade group. Cam, tell the audience what an independent community bank is and what's the difference between those guys and some of the other folks.
Well, first and most importantly, an independent community banker is a relationship-based banker. And you distinguish a community bank from, say, a Wall Street mega bank based on the banking model they use. At the community bank level, the Main Street community bank level, that banker is a relationship-based banking. The customer is at the focus of that banker, the customer, the small business. On Wall Street, they are a transaction-based business. Mm-hmm. Their focus is on transactions, volume, trades, and so forth. At the community bank, every customer, whether it's an individual customer or a small business customer, are central to the relationship of that bank because a community bank has a symbiotic relationship with its community. One can't survive without the other. Because in effect, Jim, and you'll appreciate this, a community bank is itself a small business.
That's right.
So in effect, you have small businesses supporting small businesses. The difference is that in the case of a community bank, they, as a small business, their commodity is money.
Right.
Other small businesses' commodities are flowers or mm-hmm. lawn care or the corner restaurant or something like that. And so every community banker, and most community banks are generational banks. In
right.
other words, the owners go back for generations.
Well, now that's one thing I wanted to point out here, Cam, is folks, one of the definitions of an independent community bank is it's locally owned and locally governed.
That's correct.
The business was founded by local people. It's owned by local. It might be Aunt Meanie, who lives next door, may own some shares of the bank. And the management of the bank are local people. The loan committee are local people. The board of directors are local people. And if you have asked them for a loan decision, that decision is made by your neighbors, people who live right there and who are part of the bank management. It doesn't get sent off to the big city down the way, it is not affected by what happens on Wall Street.
Right. When thinking about community banks, Jim, your listeners should think George Bailey of Bedford Falls.
Exactly.
In It's a Wonderful Life. If you recall that movie, George Bailey and his little Bailey Bank mm-hmm. was invested in that community. And just like the bank I owned in a small town called Ashland, Missouri, every investor of my bank, including my wife and I, were right there from Ashland, Missouri. And my board of directors was made up of local mm-hmm. men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And we were invested in that community. And one of the advantages of that is, in a small community bank, the customers can go and walk in and talk immediately to the decision makers,
that's right.
whether that's the president of the bank or the executive vice president of the bank, and that decision will be made right there.
I actually remember, Cam, when almost all banks, I've been around long enough to remember when almost all banks were like that. But since these other banks have gone Wall Street, all that's changed. By the way, George Bailey's bank was called Bedford Falls Building and Loan. I never forget that. 20 Tail, right back with Camden Fine. He's with the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.